The D-backs were swept by the Dodgers in LA last time the teams met, looking for some revenge now at home. D-Baxter, the Bobcat, fighting it out with Justin Turner before the game. Pick up the action in the fifth, 2-0 LA. Chris Iannetta facing Kenta Maeda.
1-2, Maeda to Iannetta. Fly ball center field. Racing back is Jock Peterson. He's at the wall, and it is gone, a home run. There's a 22-foot wall, almost a balcony, in right center and left center, and that blast by Iannetta reached the balcony. Arizona's on the board, Dodgers 2, Diamondbacks 1.
Iannetta's been able to figure out the Dodgers coming on in the six games prior to today. 333, that's his second home run this year, Augusta.
Dodgers 2-1, one out, nobody on in the sixth. And there's a fly ball to left center field, Turner's second home run of the night. His 15th of the year, and the Dodgers lead 3-1. He got all of that, and then some.
Well, those that are listening on the radio, if you heard the crack of the bat, it probably removed any doubt in your mind what was about to happen. Talk about solid contact.
I sure hope they were listening on the radio. The 2-2 on the way. Fly ball, right field, Puig going back to the wall. He looks up, he leaps, and did he make the catch? Oh, baby, he did! What a catch by Puig! Perfectly timed, his glove over the yellow line. He brought the home run back. Yasiel Puig, a magnificent play!
What does he have in his shoes? Springs? His left shoulder was even with the top of the fence.
Here's the pitch. Fly ball to right. Puig running over toward the corner. It is a grand slam home run just inside the foul pole. Couldn't have been fair by more than a foot. The Diamondbacks take a 6-3 lead.
The D-backs snap a two-game skid while also handing the Dodgers just their second loss in their last 15 games. Zach Godley wins his third straight start, allowing 3 runs in 6 2/3 innings. Jake Lamb with 2 homers, finishing with 5 RBIs. It's his 4th multi-homer game of the season. Justin Turner also with 2 home runs. He's gone deep in each of his last 3 games. The Dodgers lose for just the second time in their last 15 contests. Manager Dave Roberts spoke after.
I loved the matchup. You know, we loved it. And, you know, as good as Jake is, I'll take Tony against him any day. And it was a pitch that had him ahead in the count and left the slider up. Still didn't take a good swing at it. But here, elevated it and, you know, unfortunately for us, hit the foul pole. And, you know, I think the thing is, I think the one that Tony really wants back is, you know, you get ahead on Rosales 0-2 and you had a pinch hitter, Cold, coming off the bench with a slider. So just the way that inning played out, it's baseball, it happens, but, you know, we'll be ready to go tomorrow.
You have Baez coming in to face the heart of the order, naturally high leverage situation. He didn't seem to be fooling many. And then Puig, obviously, with a great catch. What did you see from Pedro?
It was just he couldn't command. He had no command tonight. You know, the velocity, the stuff was really good. You know, he threw a couple good sliders, a couple good changeups, the fastball velocity really good, but, you know, couldn't get the ball to the glove side. Tried to go down to Lamb, missed up, and that's our Peralta. That's Peralta's nitro zone right there, you know, and he just basically put a good swing on that ball, but it happens. It happens. I trust Petey and put him in that spot, you know, to go through the heart of the order. But he wasn't his best tonight, but we still had a chance to win.
Maeda settles down, gives you 5, has a pretty high pitch count. What'd you see from him through those 5 frames?
I thought Kent really competed tonight. And, you know, after that first inning, near 30 pitches and, you know, a lot of stress in that first inning and, you know, got out of it got out of it unscathed. But after that, really, just the slider really good, the changeup really good, and the fastball good. So for Kenta to get through that first inning and give us 5 innings and give us a chance to win, You know, I tip my hat to him, and like we know about Kenta, he's not gonna quit.
Why go to Watson when you did? Were you trying to avoid who was Herman?
Well, for me, it's just more of, you know, when you get to the nine spot, it's either going to be Herman, which we expected, and for them to burn two players, and for Watson, who gets righties out too, to face Rosales, I've got no problem with that. And then you've got Peralta coming up after that. So I think that was an opportunity to close that inning out. And, you know, so that's kind of what I was thinking right there. And then so you hit Rosales, and there's a base open guy on second and third. You know, it just makes sense for me to not let Pollock beat you. And so the matchup of getting Lamb in there, again, I know they're not going to hit for him with Drury, so I'll take our chances.
They announced Herman, right?
Yeah.
Put my head down. So it's more just the idea of being aggressive and taking out their bench versus Oro versus Herman or Watson versus
right, Rosales. Right. And making them use two players if they choose to.
Up next, the series against the D-backs continues on Wednesday with Alex Wood on the Hill.